Hello and welcome to another episode of Seasons of Self-Love. Coming in hot with a solo episode today. I had some time for reflection this week, and something that came up for me were my biggest self-love lessons of 2022. And I mean, these could be my biggest lessons of 2022 as well, but they all have something directly to do with self-love. So I thought I would jump on and record a quick podcast just to share these with you. It could be some inspiration for you to reflect on your biggest lessons for 2022 and really to celebrate your growth and really honor how far you've come in the last year. Okay, right, I'm going to keep this short and sweet. We'll jump straight in. So the first lesson, and these are in no particular order, is continuing to build safety within myself as a necessity. So my amazing husband spent about 7 months of last year working away from home, which was obviously so hard on him, but it also really brought up, I suppose, brought to the surface this piece in me that he is obviously my go-to when it comes to making me feel safe. And look, by all means, he should be my safe space. He should be my, you know, the person I go to when things get hard or to celebrate when things are amazing. However, I did really come to realize last year how much I relied on him when I was moving through some really challenging times. And I suppose with him being away, it really gave me the opportunity to hold myself through the hard things. I think it can be really easy to be like, you know, something kind of hits you, whether it's in business, whether it's in life, friendships, relationships, and it can be really easy to kind of almost, well, this is my almost pattern with it, is kind of feel it and then almost numb it out by kind of running to him and being like, hold me, look after me, and tell me you love me, which is so, so beautiful. And I'm not saying that there's not a space for that in my life as well. But what I realized is when he wasn't there to kind of be that sort of safe place and that kind of like pause, stop, you don't have to feel this, I love you, I've got you, I really had to go to the depths. I really had to feel it all. And so it was just another beautiful lesson in me being able to love myself through the hard times. So I think it's really a really beautiful lesson to continue to learn, is when you are moving through the struggles, when you are moving through the discomfort that life brings, because let's be honest, dualities are life. And I think so often we think we're always aiming for the highs. We don't actually realize how beneficial and how necessary it is to move through the lows, the challenges, the hard things, because that's where we get the growth. That's where we do the healing. And that's what allows us to kind of feel the heightened highs on the other side of it. So I suppose for me, my takeaway from that lesson was really that I can continue to make my mind, body, and soul a really safe place for me to be. So yeah, really continuing to explore the parts of me that are unhealed, and that, you know, some of the shadow parts of me that I don't really like to sit in for too long, but it is so necessary, because when we are able to accept ourselves, the hard things, the good things, and move through them, we really build a greater confidence. Because that piece around confidence, and so often we think confidence is moving through life, loving ourselves, being so like confident, you know, that's the word, but having so much bravado that we almost don't see our flaws or our faults, but really it's exact opposite. Confidence is really being able to accept yourself, flaws and all, and to be able to witness and acknowledge your, you know, the things that do bring you challenges in your life. So first lesson is continuing to build safety within yourself as a necessity. And as I said, my biggest tip here is actually looking at the parts of you that feel unsafe. Maybe there's parts of your personality that feel like, oh, I don't really want to look at that. Like there's shame, there's embarrassment around that. Or maybe there's parts of your body that feel unsafe to kind of feel into, especially as women and many of us that have been wrapped up in diet culture. So really take a moment. There could be some experiences that maybe you need to go back and relive, for want of a better word, to be able to heal those. So if you are able to have a bit of a look at some of those, it could be really powerful in terms of building safety within yourself. Radio Lesson, Next Lesson, and this is one that I continue to develop my understanding of, and that is that vulnerability is powerful and it creates connection. Now, I know we all know this, and so many of these lessons are those things that we know logically, but actually putting them into practice is a whole nother kettle of fish. So I think last year for me, as I built safety and as I was able to hold myself through the hard times, I almost felt more empowered to share my vulnerabilities, not only with my community, but with people that are close to me. I have for a long time, and I've shared a lot about this, I have always wanted to kind of stay under the radar in terms of any feelings that are, I've got quote marks coming up, negative. So I've always been really good at expressing the emotions that I felt safe in. And it kind of comes back to that beautiful quote in Untamed, Glennon Doyle's Untamed, if you haven't read it, definitely get amongst it. And that is around, you know, happiness was for feeling, everything else was kind of for numbing and suppressing. And that has been a really massive part of my life, especially as I've moved through my journey of grief with losing my dad at a young age and all of those sort of pieces. So I think last year really brought me the opportunity to feel safer in my vulnerabilities and know that it's okay not to be okay, I suppose, which is such a big, powerful thing for us to all learn. And, you know, even now I find myself not being as forthcoming when I am having a bad day. And so it's really a beautiful one to keep front of mind because I want to continue to really embrace my vulnerability. It is powerful, not only for my own growth and in order for me to get to know myself better, but it also really develops any relationships that I have when I'm able to speak openly and freely about how I'm feeling. And once again, it builds that safety within myself. So really beautiful lesson. And I know that this one for me is going to be, I think, a lifelong lesson because of, I suppose it kind of comes back to like a little bit of perfectionism in terms of really wanting to kind of keep that sort of bright, bubbly facade at sometimes when I'm not always having a great day. Also a bit of people pleasing, you never want to make people feel uncomfortable, so you almost shut down those vulnerabilities because they're not as easy to deal with, or you presume they're not as easy to deal with, but I think that's actually where we get it wrong. So anyway, yeah, beautiful lesson, one to keep front of mind for me as well, and one that I definitely encourage you to lean into if you are feeling like it is something that could actually be really, really beneficial for you, is to share your vulnerabilities. Know that it's okay not to have your shit together. None of us do. So really lean into that and know that by first and foremost sharing your vulnerabilities and being open to embracing your vulnerabilities yourself, you're able to develop a beautiful connection with you because it's open, it's honest, it's real, it's authentic. And then the connections that you have with other people when you're able to share those vulnerabilities absolutely increase and develop and deepen. Okie dokie, next lesson. And this is a really personal one, I suppose, because this is very different for all of us. But super simple, rest equals success. So for me, I have found that I think it's really easy, and especially as someone that kind of works for themselves, there's like a layer of guilt that almost is underlying every time you kind of take rest and time out. Like, you could be doing this, you should be doing that. And what I've realized is that this business, especially working with people in the way that I do, does require a lot more energy than I often give it credit for. And that in turn means that I really need to ensure that I am taking intentional downtime to make sure that I'm supporting my nervous system first and foremost, supporting my wellness so that then I am able to give to others. And this is that time old kind of lesson where we almost get it backwards. And I know for a lot of my clients and friends that are mums, this is a massive one. It's almost like you feel like if you stop, you're not going to be serving the people that you love, especially your children as well. And I think this is just, take this as a reminder for anyone, whether you're a parent or not, when you are able to rest and give yourself what you need, you are able to show up better for the other people in your life. So we've definitely got it twisted in that, like, stop, pause, take time for you. It enables you to be a better human friend, sister, daughter, mother, all of the things. So that lesson, rest equals success. And it's a really, really simple one, a really beautiful one to keep front of mind for me coming into the 2023. Okay, so the next lesson I've got here is the whole piece around, just because you love someone, it doesn't mean that you have to please them. It doesn't mean you have to do right by them. I think so often we can fall into the trap of thinking that if we care deeply for someone, we'll almost pop their feelings and their values and their decisions ahead of our own. And this is a massive one for me, because for a long time, I definitely did that. I definitely kind of shut my own decision-making tools, I suppose, down and valued sort of other people's thoughts, opinions ahead of my own, and it just didn't lead for a fulfilling life. And by all means, have beautiful discussions with people, be able to voice your opinion, be vulnerable, be open to different opinions, but please know that just because you love someone and someone loves you, it's not up to you to please them. So yeah, a really powerful one. And I think, once again, I mean, this might not be relevant to everyone. It really depends on how you've sort of moved through life in the rest of your time. But this is just a really potent one for me to continue to remember. There's lots of, especially when you go into business, and or especially when you are taking big risks, people will often share their fears with you, share their opinions. And it's really powerful to know that you can love them and you can love them so, so much, but you do not need to think the same way that they do. So a really powerful one, and again, something that is, I'm going to really allow to drive me this year, is just to continue to make decisions and do what's best for me, and know that I can make a choice that's completely different from you know, the majority of people in my life, and it doesn't mean that I don't love them and they don't love me, and you know, that mutual respect isn't there. Okay, and next up we have something that is just so, oh, I'm so excited to share this with you, and that is seeing and celebrating other people's potential as a true gift. Now, this is just something that, I mean, I've always been really, I mean, most of us love celebrating our friends and our family and the people that we love when they do amazing things, but I think we underestimate that not everyone does that in this world. And so when you can really embody that and really be truly happy for other people and really be able to see how much epicness they have inside of them, it is a true gift. It should be something that's celebrated, and it should be something that is nurtured, because not everyone has an eye to be able to really back the people in their lives and to be able to bring out the best in them, to really make them feel like they can go after everything and anything that they want. And that is something that I absolutely pride myself in, and it's something that I've worked really hard to nurture. I want to be able to tell people, not just my clients, but people in my life, my friends, my family, how they make me feel and how amazing they are. And it is something that I try and do every time I've spending time with people, either in person or with a text message afterwards, just so they really know how much I appreciate them prioritizing spending time with me, but also how much I believe in them, how much I support them, how much I'm you know, here cheering them on, hyping them up. Yeah, it's a really beautiful thing, and I think it's not necessarily something that everyone does. So I really I really acknowledged that last year, and I really made it a pivotal part of my life and obviously my business. This is exactly what I do when I work with women, is enable them to unleash the potential inside of them, because often that potential needs to be reflected back to them, because they feel it and they have an inkling of how powerful and how much magic they can really make in this world. But when it's reflected back to them, it is just like, it's that validation, it's that confirmation that, yeah, we shouldn't necessarily need, but shit, it's beautiful to see that reflected back to you, and then to really from there build a confidence, build a self-worth, build a relationship with yourself where you know you can go after anything you want and make it happen. So that lesson is definitely one of my favorite ones. Seeing and celebrating other people's potential is a true gift. And if that's something that you really pride yourself on, you can choose to celebrate it. You can choose to make it a core value of yours. And I hope you do, because I think women supporting other women or men or all of the things, like, it is just a beautiful thing. And I encourage you to stop now and maybe send a text message to one of your girls or your mom or your sister or your brother and just tell them how bloody amazing they are. Like, you see them and you are celebrating them, and if they need you, you've absolutely got them. It's a beautiful feeling to be able to reflect that love and light back to those people. So get it done on the daily. Gorgeous thing to have as your part of your self-care practice. And lucky last, I actually thought I only had five of these, but I have a sixth. And that one is, you can change your mind even on the big things. I think I've always been a real stickler in terms of, like, I make a decision or, you know, make my mind up and then it's done. And it's like, there's no room for movement. And last year I had some pretty big, big decisions, I suppose, to make and to explore, I suppose. And I think that's really the lesson that has come up, is like, you can explore whatever decisions you want, right? It's okay to change your mind, and know that you can change your mind for a short amount of time and then change it back. It's okay, even on the big things. Like, you've got the power to choose. So, and I think your happiness and your health comes first. So whatever you need to decide that is going to allow you to align with being your healthiest, happiest, is whatever you chose. That's a bit cryptic, isn't it? But that's okay. And this is the thing, right? I really hope these lessons, you can apply them to different areas of your life. And that's the whole point. Most of these things haven't been a one scenario piece for me. They were the things that came up time and time again in 2022, and really allowed me to continue to grow and continue to have kindness and compassion for myself as I sort of move through life. It doesn't have to be black and white. You don't have to put a full stop at the end of any decision that you make. It is always up for discussion. You can change your mind even on the big things and you will be okay, and then you can change your mind back again. So I really hope that some of those lessons have hit for you today. Obviously, some of them have been expanded on a little bit more than others, and I'd really love to know whether you have direct experience with either any of those lessons, whether last year you moved through any of the similar lessons, or if you have other lessons that came about for you in 2022, I would love to hear about those as well. So definitely drop me a line over on Instagram at Bec Connington. I would be so thrilled to hear what your big lessons of 2022 are. So just again, a quick recap of mine. Continuing to build safety within yourself is a necessity. Vulnerability is powerful and creates connection. Rest equals success. Not everyone you love you have to please. Seeing and celebrating other people's potential is a true gift and should be nurtured. And you can change your mind even on the big things. So I really hope that's brought you a little bit of inspo for your day. Sending so much love to you wherever you are, whatever you are moving through. And just a wee side note, if you are listening to this in real time, I am running a gorgeous free self-love event next Sunday, so the 29th of January. It will be bright and early, 6 a.m. down at New Brighton Beach. head on over to my Instagram or to my website to register so you get all the details. We're kind of doing it at a little bit of a random location because I really wanted to create an intimate space where it's just the people that are involved in this event. So it's called Self Love at Sunrise, and it's really just an opportunity for women to come together to pause and stop and celebrate themselves and have a bit of a think about some of the things that they want to leave behind coming into the new year. We are hoping for an absolutely glorious sunrise, bit of connection time with ourselves, bit of connection time with other like-minded humans, and hopefully a really beautiful sunrise swim. So I would love to have you. If you feel you would like to come but are feeling nervous or apprehensive about it, please reach out. I can tell you now, the women that are coming along are all the most beautiful, kind-hearted women. It's a really gorgeous community that seem to come along to these events, and I would love for you to be part of that community. So, yeah, send me a message, jump online and register. Yeah, it's going to be a really beautiful morning, and I would love to have you there. But other than that, take care of yourself. Please know that you absolutely deserve to prioritize your self-care and to love yourself.